The spokesman for Haiti's Electoral Council says that a much-criticized presidential runoff election will be postponed for a second time. It will not happen this Sunday amid widespread charges of fraud. In the first round, there were calls for a boycott, and officials were worried about violence and civil unrest. So again, the decision has been made that the runoff will not happen this weekend. Jacqueline Charles covers Haiti for the Miami Herald. She's with us this hour from the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Jacqueline, why did the elections get postponed?
Well, the Elections Council President Pierre-Louis Aupon named a number of incidents around the country where voting centers, election offices had been set ablaze, where masked men came in and they burned balloting. And he says that they just cannot ensure the security of the vote on Sunday. And as a result of this, they were canceling Sunday's election.
And by the way, one of the main candidates had pulled out of the election anyway for this Sunday.
Yes, Jules Celestin. In fact, I just spoke to him, and he said that this is, quote unquote, a victory for the Democratic sector. But this wasn't just about him or his supporters, but all of those who were fighting to get these elections put back and to get some of these issues dealt with before asking Haitians to go to the polls.
Now, not everyone thought that the first round of voting was problematic. The Obama administration, and by the way, the United States had spent some $33 million on the elections in Haiti, came out in support of the outcome after the first round. So did the Organization of American States. But many Haitians, including the Haitian Senate and the Haitian Chamber of Commerce, said that that vote was riddled with problems. What do they say went wrong exactly?
They said that there were a number of instances of fraud. For instance, there was an electoral evaluation commission that was formed by the president with five members, and they audited a number of the tally sheets. And of all the tally sheets that they looked at, only 8% did not have any problems. Some of them had fraud. Some had missing voter ID numbers. There were missing signatures, fingerprints on more than half of the ballots. 43% of the tally sheets. 43% of the tally sheets had been modified, meaning that what they used to calculate the final results was different from what the candidates were given after the voting votes closed. So all of these has raised questions. Now, President Michel Martelly, I will tell you, maintains that they have still not uncovered fraud, that these are, you know, the result of poor training, poor handwriting, and that these allegations are unfounded. But as of this morning, the international community, their representatives here, issued a statement saying that they still want elections. They still want a process that is transparent. But at the end of the day, they're going to allow the Haitians to come up with some sort of consensus among themselves.
What's going on at this point in terms of protests? As we said, there was fear about a lot of violence over the weekend. What's happening right now?
Well, the protests are ongoing. In fact, there is a group, a large crowd that's headed to the Electoral Council as we speak, to their headquarters in Pétionville. This is just basically a temporary postponement. I mean, you have so many different factions, some people calling for the elections to be completely canceled and to be redone. Some people saying that they want a verification of those results. Right now, there's a huge question about what happens on February 7th after President Michel Martelly's presidential term is supposed to end. Will he be allowed to stay in office to pass the mantle on to a new president that's elected? Or will he be asked to leave office based on what the Constitution says, and then the country will go into some sort of a transition?
What's at stake for the United States in the Haitian elections?
Well, I think there's a lot at stake for the United States in the sense that, yes, they have invested $33 million in these elections. The U.S. is one of Haiti's leading partners. They've invested so much more after the earthquake. We've seen former President Bill Clinton take a special interest in Haiti. I think that with an election coming up in the United States, you don't really want Haiti to become an issue. Whenever Haiti is unstable in Florida, this is where we start to see the issues of people getting on boats and arriving. So for the U.S., there's a lot of concern for them, and there's a lot of interest in ensuring that Haiti remains stable. But I will tell you, for the Haitian people here today, there was just this feeling that they felt that so much was being forced upon them and that there were so many unanswered questions. Will they ever get those questions answered? I'm not sure. But it seen that the way that the international community was pushing, and what you were having was the Haitian population, or at least a significant portion of it, pushing back. And then you had the fears about going to the polls on Sunday. And at the end of the day, this is what it was to me for the Electoral Council. They said, look, we just cannot guarantee the security. There's just been too many incidents of violence leading up to Sunday that we have to pull the plug.
So what happens next?
There are some ongoing negotiations that are going on among different sectors, including the president himself and the executive and also the opposition, to figure out what is the formula that is going to govern this country after February 7th. When will the next elections take place? How will it take place? Do you go back and you reopen the whole process? Do you cancel the first round? Do you maintain Jovenel Moïse, who is the hand-picked successor of President Michel Martelly, as you tell us, from the opposition, but you also have two other opposition candidates who claim that they won the first round. So there's a lot of things that still need to be addressed, and the crisis is not over. They've simply taken a lot of the air out of it for now, but you're going to see a lot of this battle is going to be ongoing.
That's Jacqueline Charles with the Miami Herald joining us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Jacqueline, thank you.
Thank you.